One of the biggest festivals in Central Australia, the Coober PD Opal Festival, kicking off very soon in June. I'm joined on the line now by Gay to tell us all about it. How are you today?
I'm really great, thanks. How's it going down south?
Yeah, it's going pretty well, actually. Now, it's all happening up north. The Opal Festival kicks off in June. Those people listening who haven't heard of the festival before, can you fill us in on what basically goes down?
Well, it's our major community event, and this is our 31st year of celebrations. And it's a fantastic opportunity for our outback, you know, visitors, tourists, you know, and just smaller communities to be able to come in and see what a live, you know, community-spirited event can happen. You know, we start off on Friday, the 21st of June, out at the Coober PD Race Club. Mm-hmm. We have AP D'Antonio and his brother John singing. Now, AP was last year's runner-up for the 2018 Voice.
Oh,
so
really?
What a better way. Yeah.
Wow.
So what a better way to start the festivities.
That is an awesome way to kick it off.
It is. And then we have, you know, our Coober PD Area School Food Technology students. They're all part of it and they're busily, you know, preparing and they'll be cooking food and selling it on their night and demonstrating the great skills they're learning through their programs at school. And Oz Minerals will be supporting them in that venture as well. And then, of course, we've got stuff for the smaller kids. And then, of course, the big feature on the Friday night is our fireworks.
Can't go past and some good fireworks.
Can't go past some good fireworks. And that's thanks to Sea River and AMIAC for sponsoring those fireworks, because for some of our children in our remote communities, it's the only opportunity they actually get to witness a real live firework. Otherwise, it's always on the TV.
It's never quite the same, is it? It's much better in person.
Exactly. So then we continue the festivities on Saturday when we have the True Value Street Parade. Starts at 12 noon. So you've got a little bit of a sleep in Saturday morning to get over Friday night.
Yeah.
It's always handy. But the event continues in our main street. So we'll actually have part of our main street blocked off, which just brings all the stalls, the entertainment, right out where the community is, right in the middle of our main street where we've got businesses and very easily accessible for our visiting tourists as well. So, yeah, we've got lots of different stalls. And, of course, we've got Jimmy doing opal cutting demonstrations throughout the afternoon. So he'll really be, you know, polishing up and showing how we, you know, what our main industry in Coober PD is all about, opal. You know, and fossils creations, you know, with their opals on display and jewellery. You know, we've got lots and lots of stalls. And throughout the afternoon, again, we'll be having AP D'Antonio sing, Joe Ahern, a country singer as well, Barry Lewis comes from Coober PD and he's sponsored by John and Oka's Opal Art and he'll be singing as well. Lots of other fun activities and a big one, the Rockabout 8-metre climbing wall.
Ooh, that's always good fun.
So get your muscles into action and climb that wall. But for the ones that would like to stay on the ground, we've always got the Opal Ironman King and Cream competition.
Ooh, that's always a good one.
That is more ground level.
Definitely. It sounds like an absolutely jam-packed weekend. Is there something in particular that you're looking forward to the most?
I'm actually just looking to see the people climbing the rock. I think it's just going to be amazing because, yeah, I don't think we've ever had anything like that in Coober PD before. So, and then, of course, the festivities continue Saturday night at the drive-in. We've got Aladdin. Coober PD Drive-In is one of the last remaining outdoor drive-in theatres. So, again, Coober PD, good on you.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
AP D'Antonio and John and Joe Ahern will all be continuing to sing at the RSL Club Saturday night as well.
You're really getting your money's worth with those guys.
Really? Well, truly. And then on the Sunday, we have community groups get involved for that turnover Sunday morning between 10 and 1. So there's still lots going to be happening on the Sunday as well.
It sounds amazing. Now, for those people wanting to make the trek north and join in on the festivities, where can they find some details?
You've got the Coober PD website, so www.cooberpd.com, shows, you know, accommodation, you know, other activities, tours, all the attractions to see in Coober PD and around. We have the Opal Festival Facebook page, and that's keeping everybody up to date with what's happening, and, of course, the Opal Festival website as well.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. We hope it's another rocking weekend and can't wait to see it all go down. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day and chatting with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.